One day, the Catholic scripture scholar Scott Hahn was having breakfast with an Islamic scholar. They had gotten together that morning to discuss religion over pancakes and scrambled eggs. Within the first few minutes of their conversation, the Islamic scholar held up his hand and said, "You have blasphemed." And Scott Hahn said, "Well, I didn't realize that. I'll try to be more sensitive." So they continued their conversation, but within 30 seconds, the Islamic scholar held up his hand again. "You have blasphemed. I cannot sit here and listen to blasphemy." And Scott Hahn said, "I didn't realize that, but could you tell me what it is that I'm saying that's so blasphemous?" And he said, "You call God Father. Allah is not Father. Allah is Master. Allah is wise. Allah is powerful, but not Father. Fatherhood is earthly. It is a human experience not found in God." And Scott Hahn replied, he said, "Well, you say that Allah is Master, but aren't people on earth sometimes masters? You say that Allah is wise, but aren't people on earth sometimes wise? You say that Allah is powerful, but aren't people on earth sometimes powerful? People on earth are fathers. Why can't Allah be a father?" And the Islamic scholar pounded his fist on the breakfast table and said, "I cannot sit here and listen to blasphemy." And he stood up and walked out of the restaurant. And for several minutes, Scott Hahn sat in his breakfast booth stunned, speechless, staring at his pancakes and eggs. He shook his head and he said to himself, "Not until now did I realize what a privilege it is to call God Father." On this Trinity Sunday and on Father's Day here in the United States of America, we take a moment to reflect on the privilege, the honor we have of calling God Father. How often we call God Father and take it for granted. We say so often, "Our Father, in the name of the Father, glory be to the Father. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. To you, therefore, most merciful Father." We say that all of the time, sometimes without even thinking of how special it is, that name, Father. In the Old Testament, they called God Master, they called God Wise, they called God All-Powerful, but they never called God Father. Never. The Jews couldn't even say the name of God. They would substitute the word Adonai, we translate that Lord, like in today's first reading. When they came across the name of God, it was so holy they couldn't even pronounce it. And so for them it would be unthinkable to call God Father. It would be blasphemy to call God Father if it weren't for Jesus. It's the second person of the Blessed Trinity, Jesus Christ, who taught us to call God Father. Did you know that Jesus calls God Father over 90 times? 90 times in the gospel. Father. Calling God Father is a unique revelation of Jesus Christ, God the Son. And under the inspiration of the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit, St. Paul tells us that we can even call God Abba, which properly translated means Daddy. That's right. Abba is the diminutive form. It means Papa or Daddy. So intimate is the relationship that God the Father wants to have with us, his children. Fathers, on this Father's Day, think of the first time your child, your children said, "Dad, Daddy, Papa, Father." I think back to the first time that somebody called me Father. It was exactly 17 years ago, this coming Tuesday. It was my own dad who called me father for the first time on the day of my ordination. Think of how humbling that was for my own dad to call me father. And you know, even to this day, 17 years later, he always calls me father. My mother always calls me by my baptismal name, but my dad always calls me father. He knows what an honor and a privilege it is to have that name, father. Before he was elected pope, Pope Benedict XVI said that the crisis in our age is the crisis of fatherhood. Now that's something to ponder on this Father's Day. He said that the crisis in our age is a crisis of fatherhood. It seems clear that the devil is out to destroy fatherhood. Earthly fatherhood, spiritual fatherhood, divine fatherhood. You can see this in so many ways. But even with divine fatherhood, you can see how there are some people who refuse to call God Father. Instead of calling God Father, they say Creator, or even worse, Mother. The problem with Creator is that the Father is not the only person who creates. The Son and the Holy Spirit also create with the Father, in perfect concert with the Father. And more importantly, creating is something God does, but it doesn't tell us who He is. And it's just as heretical to call God Mother. God may have some motherly characteristics, but the first person of the Most Blessed Trinity is Father in His essence. He eternally begets the Son. Fatherhood is not what He does. It's who He is. So refusing to call God Father is disobedient. Jesus, God Himself, tells us to call His Father our Father. We're just being obedient to the will of Jesus. Now, still some other people can't call God Father, not because of some heretical theology, but because they've had a bad experience with their earthly father. It's always sad to hear when people have had a bad experience with their earthly father. You can see this is how the Islamic scholar argued. He saw many imperfect, sinful, terrible earthly fathers, and he thought, God couldn't possibly be like that. And he was right in that sense, right? God is not imperfect or sinful or terrible. But see, here's where he went wrong. He thought that we take an earthly experience like fatherhood and apply it to God as a metaphor. Good intentioned people say, well, let me tell you what God is like. He's kind of like a dad. False. It's just the opposite. It's just the reverse. God the Father isn't like my dad. My dad is like the Heavenly Father. See the difference? God is not like a father. He is Father. Fathers are more or less like God the Father. And sometimes, sadly, we are a lot less like God the Father. And so to overcome this crisis of fatherhood, we fathers, earthly fathers, natural fathers, and spiritual fathers, we need to act more and more like God the Father. We count on your prayers and an abundance of grace to be more and more, day by day, like our awesome Heavenly Father. What an honor and a privilege it is to be called Father. And even more, what an honor and a privilege it is to call God Father. And so we dare to say all glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.